live.
You're live.
We are live. Inside multiple studios with multiple cameras with multiple men.
Oh, I should have got my sunglasses. I always forget about that.
I'm putting my shades on today. We're going to get down and dirty. This is a huge episode. We are
huge,
jam-packed.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of new experiences. Tons of new stories.
Go ahead. Yep.
That Tom's got for us.
Jam-packed.
So let's get right to who brought us here, Tommy. It's going right at the right here at the bottom here. Right here. Jeez, man, that's good, Tommy.
GeneralLeatherCraft.com, Matt Hayden at Pioneer Underscore of Instagram. If you see my latest post, you'll see a Pioneer singlet, a Pioneer belt, white snakeskin, Pioneer made knee wraps. The ones I sell are Calis Barbell, but they are made by Pioneer Fit. My wrist wraps are also made by Pioneer Fit. So if you want the best gear in the industry, you got to look who lifts the most industry. Me being a decent squatter, decent lifter, great squatter, decent lifter, I'd say. And look, guys like Dan Bell, Cam Needham, all these big lifters, all the big lifters at the, what was it? It's not the hybrid. What the fuck was this last weekend? The Ghost Clash, Pioneer everywhere. So if you want to lift with the best, you got to use what the best use, and that's Pioneer.
Well, that's what I always said. Yes. Remember when stuff first started coming out, I said, dude, if it's good enough for Eric Lillibridge, it's
right.
I mean, come on. The guy's squatting this much, or he's using this. Mm-hmm. And if he can squat in this, I'm going to squat in this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So shit works. Beginners, middle and advanced lifters use their stuff. They got, you know, lighter wraps for people not used to them. A little bit more belts don't need to be broken in. They're a little, you can have like a, 10 millimeter belt. The ones I use for deadlifts, kind of an all purpose belt. If you're looking to get your first one, go for a 10 millimeter Pioneer cut is my advice. Also brought to you by subzeroplunge.com, code FinSucks for free sub plunge to your house.
Oh my God.
Brother still, owns a company.
Still waiting on that. I see it's on Facebook Marketplace all the time.
Yeah, that's just another way to market it. Yeah. they do black ceramic, white ceramic, and inflatable tubs delivered to your door. Now's a good time to get them. Summer's coming around. A lot easier to cool plunge in the summer than it is in the winter. So if you're looking to get one, look no further and hit me up and I'll get you a best price to your house. Also brought to you by Massonomics. What the hell?
What? No.
Not.
Are you serious?
Get out of here, dude. Hide that shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's get back to business, man.
Those Massonomics guys did shout out the new t-shirt that dropped today. Thank you to Tanner and Tommy. Massonomics?
Yeah, I saw you were Shanks.
Last name?
Yeah, the last name is Massonomic.
Tammy and Tanner Massonomic?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I saw your new t-shirt. That's... Oh,
that cat got me good.
What? Scratch you?
I tried to pick the cat up and do a different pose. It did not work. My arm started bleeding. And then I just followed it around to it, sat down in one of my spots, and then I sat next to it. And that worked. Worked a little bit.
Didn't want to be used for your propaganda.
No. She was not getting paid for anything, so... Typical. But she's got fed everything. She's got
free a house,
nice home, very warm out here. Actually, it's the warmest it's ever been. I almost wore a t-shirt today. It's 60.
Yeah, I was in a t-shirt today.
I always, usually if I'm in the barn, it's usually cold in the winter. I'll be pretty much naked in the summer because it's very hot in the summer. But in the winter, I'm in a sweatshirt or my coat.
Right.
My coat flannel. All right, what do you want to do? You want to hop right into this or what, Tom?
Let's get right into it. What are you
talking here?
What are they saying?
They're wanting to know what's going on. I mean, we had this big cliffhanger last week, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, hold on. Let me stop you there. Remember when I said I didn't think it would get uploaded to YouTube because we were listening to too many things? It wouldn't even upload it. Like, as soon as it uploaded, it goes flagged copyright material when it wouldn't upload.
For real?
100%. Cause I usually do it like sometimes if I'm good, I'll do it like Thursday mornings and then I'll leave the computer and go to work.
Right.
When I come back, it's like uploaded. I go, okay, sweet. I came back. I'm like Friday morning. I was like, what the fuck, man? Why isn't this thing up? And it said copyright immediately.
Yeah. But if we're not monetizing it, why would it? Well, I don't know. So, I guess I don't know the rules that well. I thought if we weren't monetizing it, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I
understand when you're trying to monetize it and you're using somebody else's shit.
Right.
Now you're making money off somebody else's stuff, but we're not. Guess. Yeah, I mean, we also did let it go for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was a bit aggressive. We could have done like a little snippet and then.
Like the whole thing.
But I just figured, well, fuck, play the whole thing. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess YouTube cares. That's who cares is YouTube. So.
Fuck. That was a good episode. Yeah. That sucks.
I mean, it's on Spotify, obviously, and iTunes and stuff. But yeah, the YouTube was pretty good. But, yeah. Oh, well. Maybe I'll just mute the whole thing.
Well, it don't make any sense. Time.
Well, no, that you mute it, you turn it on to your computer, and then you turn your phone on to Spotify.
Ooh. You know what
I'm saying? Make it real complicated.
They can match it up, match up the audio themselves.
Press play and pause at exactly the time.
Yeah, I don't know if guys would do that. It might be a select few.
Nobody would do that. Fuck that.
Yeah, maybe just our best listeners, maybe the Jurassic would do that. That might be about it.
Yeah. He's got time in the cop car.
Yeah, he's got tons of time, man. That's all he's got is time, man.
Yeah, he's got nothing but time, dude. No,
he's doing that.
What does he do? Nothing. Doing
that, yogging a lot. I see him yogging sometimes.
Tactical athlete, dude.
Throwing sandbags at his wife.
Yep, she's catching him.
Drinking Bush lattes. See that a lot on the
page. Little light woodworking.
Yeah, he does very, more than light, I would say heavy woodworking.
Like light in the sense of I just saw the box lately. I haven't seen a lot of other stuff. He did make us that thing for the booze though.
Yeah, I was really hoping I could get one of those too. I mean,
yeah,
do I get it next year? Time like it's next, like the Super Bowl. You get the trophy for a year.
Like I said, you got to talk to John.
Then next year, it's a traveling trophy. I take it home for a year.
Yeah, that's yeah. Could be it. Yeah, I mean, Shane could probably knock it over, break it.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, let's get down to business, Tommy. There's the cliffhanger. What was the cliffhanger for the catch the people up and the people that didn't listen last week?
I don't remember. What was the cliffhanger? You want to do a new segment of my whatever happened in therapy.
You're supposed to go to therapy Tuesday.
Yeah, every other, but yeah.
But it just lined up perfectly for this Tuesday, the day before the show.
Yes.
I called you Tuesday. Do you have that message?
Oh, yeah, I do. Hold on. What is it? 7.
So if you didn't know, if you don't know what's going on, just go back and
go listen. Fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Go fuck yourself. You should have listened to last week's episode because it was a good one.
All right, you ready? Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, so I called Tommy and Tuesday and
gave him a voice
message. He doesn't know. Make sure that volume's turned up, Tommy. There we go.
Wait a second. No, it's not coming through the line.
Got that thing.
The fuck? I got the line in.
That sounded like your wife.
No, it was not my wife. That was a
spam. Oh, that was the neighbor. That was a neighbor. That was a swinger. Might want to cut that one off, Tommy. You don't want to put that on there.
It's not going through the thing for some reason. Hold on. Let me try to play music. I mean, sometimes you got to try to get kicked off real quick. Hold on.
Trying to play music.
Well, it's not. It's like you can't hear the phone right now.
That's weird.
It's like not accepting my line. Hold on.
Yeah, it should go through how we used to always do the call-ins.
Right.
Same cord. Press the button on. Make sure the volume's up. That's it.
Hold on. This is going to piss me off, dude. I never changed anything since our last call-in.
Tommy's leaving the show now. The show is officially over.
Red send
the good times. All right, so Tom, we're going to he's fully fiddle fucking fooling with the cord. I called him up. He was supposedly had his therapy session. Left him a good voicemail, and now today we will go over what happened in this so-called therapy session.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not working right now. I'll have to fuck with that later. I can just put it up to my thing real quick.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll go over WrestleMania.
Needs a time.
Fuck it. We'll go over WrestleMania first.
Here we go. Tom Finn. I never even opened it up.
Yeah, bullshit. You better not play if you didn't open it. You better listen to it first.
Well, it's also a talk to text.
I forgot today. Today's Tuesday. You're probably with your therapist. Give me a call back when you get this after your session, brother.
Great message.
Oh, I thought it was better than that.
Oh, that was riveting.
That was not that good. I thought it was way better than that. I forgot it was Tuesday, brother. You're with your therapist. Give me a call when the session's over, buddy. All right. Well, you were at your session yesterday. You know, like, let the audience know what happened. Did you tell her about the show?
What did you guys
talk about? Okay.
So I told her. Let me see something. I'm having a hard time hearing you. So I told her we did like basically a session, and I'm like, I'm trying to like hurry it up because I'm like, I need to get to this part of like the podcast and stuff. And I was telling her, I was like, okay, we had like 5 minutes left, 10 minutes left of the session.
Hold on. So you're doing all kinds of other shit, but you're like in the back of your head, I got to get to this podcast.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, let's wrap this topic up. I'm like, cause like now I'm like, it's running out of time, and I'm like, I got to get this thing in. Yeah. So I was telling her, we go, hey, I'm like, I run. She knows I like do podcasts, but I think she just knows like maybe I've been on. I'm like, she doesn't. Well, no, she knows I have a studio, so she understands like I run podcasts, right? And I'm like, hey, I got two. One's Be Better. It's more like low key, just random kind of topics to help people. I go, but the other one is Let's Get Stupid, and obviously, the audience is much bigger, and it's more like. Like, yeah, it's, you know, I just drive like bar talk. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's,
you know, it's just a couple guys talking, shooting the shit. We have you know, different guests on, you know, but whatever. She's like, okay. And I was like, well, the topic of me going to therapy got brought up. She's like, well, how'd that go? I'm like, well, my one friend's an idiot, so he thinks I'm like laying down with you and you're like closing my eyes and I'm like trying to get this advice and like all this shit. And she's like she just starts laughing. And I'm like, well, like, so we talked about it a little bit, like what the general purpose of it was for me, like what I kind of learned in there. And she's like, I'm like, one friend's kind of an idiot. So, you know, he kept going to like me laying down and you're sitting there and like, we're talking about whatever. She's like, oh, okay. That's kind of funny. Blah, blah. And I was like, well, it would be cool if you came on the show.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
And she's like, I'm like, so I don't know if you can like come in as my therapist and we can like just have questions for you. Or I go, if it's like, you know, I'm like not telling you have to like name who you work with, but like, oh, I'm like, just come in as my friend and I'll just set it up. Just like we video talk through a session. We'll just do it, but on the podcast and I'll record it. And she's like, well, that would be kind of fun. She goes, but I have to ask, she goes, they have a meetings every Thursday or something. She goes, I'll write it down and I'll ask and I'll see what they say. And if it's all right, she goes, but we could probably figure something out.
Awesome. That would be great, Tommy. And is there any other kind of weird info did you tell her anything else we were talking about like on that show? I'm trying to even think like all the stupid shit we're saying.
No, not really. Cause like I said, I only had like 5 or 10 minutes left. Yeah. I'm like, I got to get in to see like, and then segue into like getting to see if she could get on the show.
That'd be a good get.
Yeah, no, I just told her you're an idiot.
Kalis's therapist live in studio.
That'd be pretty good.
That would be awesome.
She's good shit.
That would be good. You said she was very attractive too, right?
She's good looking. I mean, it's not like, you know, like Pamela Anderson in a swimsuit doing therapy with me.
Jesus.
Yeah, she's a good looking girl.
What is she usually wearing in these therapy sessions?
You know, like therapist clothes.
Like a brassiere or something?
No, think of elementary school teacher.
Oh yeah, those are good.
No, those are covered. Like it's very like
what?
Well, how do you say
what kind of therapist are you going through, Tommy?
What is
like
it
a like? Church?
Yeah, like a Sunday.
Yeah. You know, I get just it. Like a leisure suit or something.
I'm sure leisure suits. That's what she wears.
That sounds good.
That's good. Yep.
What did you guys go over this week? Do you want to talk about that or
some stuff with my wife that I probably shouldn't say?
Yeah,
probably. And then I told her at first.
Oh, like, about you fucking her while she's passed out, or what did she say about that?
That's property of. I cleared that with Jersic.
No, you didn't clear it with your therapist, though.
No, it's a legality thing. Jersic says it's fine.
But what does a therapist think about why you're having sex with a woman that's passed out? That's got to be something fucked up with you in the head.
I have not brought that up.
That's going to be that might be weeks of therapy for that.
Deep therapy.
Yeah, maybe months, brother.
Yeah. No, I'll probably keep that one just to myself and obviously the show.
Why would you keep that to yourself? Your therapist, you need to know this kind of stuff to heal you.
That's pertinent. No, I don't think that's pertinent to like.
Are you kidding me? I would bet. I mean, we could do a poll, you know, with our fans to think if that should be brought up or not. I'm pretty sure it should be.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Because it's not a problem, right? You bring up things that are problems. If it was like, hey, I'm like waking up and, well, I guess having sex with my wife. No, it's not a problem, so it's fine.
I mean, it's not normal, I don't think.
It is if you're me.
Yeah, but I mean,
let's define normal.
Normal. First off, normal people have sex probably, I don't know, while they're awake.
Let's find out. Well, hold on. Let's see how often normal people have sex.
Normal people have sex.
Let's just put how often married couples have sex.
Sleeping. Well, just one's asleep.
In general. 25% once a week. 16% 2 to 3 times per week. 5% 4 or more times per week. 17% once a month. So the majority in this thing is...
Once a week or once a month?
Once a week. Yeah, and then the next is once a month.
Damn.
Average of 56 times a year, which is around once a week. I'll put in sleeping.
Man, I have a lot of sex.
The first thing that comes up is normal, quotation marks, is whatever feels fulfilling for you and your partner.
Yes. Does your partner can you say that 10 times fast? Does your partner feel fulfilled?
Oh, I'm sure she's fulfilled.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah. Attaboy, Tommy.
Yeah, so normal is whatever is fulfilling for you and your partner.
That's a good comeback when the therapist says that's wrong, Tom.
No, that's my normal.
That's normal is what feels fulfilling to the both of us, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, I don't want to tell anybody that. Just us. Just me and you, brother.
Yes, just stays between the two of us right here over this phone call.
Yep. No one else.
Or whatever the fuck it's called. Well, is there anything else before we go on to a different topic that you want to talk about the therapy shit?
No, the first like 40 minutes was like stuff with Amber, and I was hoping she's going to give me like just quick answers. And then I was like, all right, I got some things we got to figure out with this podcast.
Dang.
But it was kind of getting a little dragged out, which is fine. Well, I'm trying to think. I wrote down some things we talked about because I knew you were going to ask.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the show.
Stuff that I can share, you know?
Yeah. Did you see my phone call coming through while you're talking to her?
No, I was working out.
Oh, at that point you were?
Yeah, I like trained to like 4:55 and then I go.
Right from training into, oh, you had to get a pump to show off?
Yeah, I had to get my hamstrings pumped so I could show off. Pump, all right. Deficit deadlifts.
I just got done doing deficit deadlifts, man. I'm shirtless. I'm sorry. It's very hot in here. You mind if I take off my pants or chafing?
Stupid.
You do it right from your studio right there, just like this.
Yeah, just like this, because the camera's so much better. And then if I do it upstairs, if I do it in my office.
But it's quiet too.
Yeah, if I do it in my office, the kids are still running around. It's dinner time. It's like I can shut all the doors, but it's not really quiet. Here with these in, like I'm locked in. Like I can't. Yeah. And they don't bug me when I'm in here because they know I'm like I'm recording a podcast or whatever. So they won't really.
You gotta three-way me in next time like this, man. All of a sudden you guys are talking and I pop up. Hey, what's going on in here?
Hey.
Yeah, let me in.
You coming on the podcast?
Hey, what's going on in here, guys?
I figure we do a preview show just to see what you're getting at,
Pre-interview right here, babe. Yeah, what's going on with Tommy? He's got some fucked up things, huh? Yeah, he'll be all right. How many more years he got? Well, I'd say at least 40.
No.
That's good.
I'm getting better. She even said, very proud of me.
Well, of course, she's going to fucking stroke you a little bit. Then all of a sudden, you'll be like, hey, listen, you're getting bad again. We're going to have to go back to once a week. Sorry.
You're being bad.
Yeah, you're being bad. Let's get better again. Here we go.
Yeah. No, the only other thing I really brought up was like, obviously about the podcast, but I was like, probably like if it was like a year ago and you brought that up, I would have just dismissed it. I'm like, I don't want to fucking like cut that shit. You know, I don't want to talk about it because I wasn't comfortable with it. Because to me, like, when I first started doing it, I used to tell her, I'm like, one, I hate this. Not that I hate her, but I'm like, I hate doing this. And two, this is weakness. Like, yeah. I couldn't figure it out myself. Like, it's like, if I was, I don't know, compare it to like working on a car, like I couldn't figure it out. So I had to take it to a mechanic and watch him do it. Like, this pisses me off. Like, why can't I just figure this out myself? And she's like, well, don't look at it as weakness. Well, like, you didn't have these tools to ever fix anything anyway. So do you want more tools or not?
Tom, why don't you just read a book? I mean, you probably figured it out yourself. Just like you learned how to fucking work on cars.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a little different because it's all like, you know, pulling information out of each situation. Like, a lot of times the situations and maybe the arguments with either a coworker or your wife, whatever, it's kind of like the same problem and different words are used, but I can never figure out that problem. I'll just be, you know what I mean?
I don't think it's working, dude. I mean, listen, man, you put me down a lot in the last episode. I mean, that's all you did. I mean, did you learn anything? She thinks you're really getting better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you need a new therapist. I got just the guy.
Who's that?
He's been going to school for many years. He'll be starting his own practice up when he retires. His name is the Big Boss Man. He's starting this July. 4th of July is his start date.
Start date for what?
For his practice. He's retiring from...
is he retiring this year?
Corrections, yeah.
How old is he?
I think so. 50? He turns 50 this... I can't remember. Soon, I think.
How many years did he do?
Like 27, maybe.
Damn.
28.
Good for him.
Full pension. Out the door. Bam. He might stay another year or two. I mean, you might be able... I don't know.
He's got young kids, right?
Well, he's got...
Yeah, whoops.
He's got all, yeah. He had a one that wasn't planned, pretty sure.
I had three that weren't planned.
That is young, but he was 44, maybe. So I think he's got like a 6-year-old now. Because all of his kids were in high school, you know, or married.
Jesus.
And then, yeah, now he's got a, yeah, it'd be weird, man, having a kid again. I mean, not for you as much. You're younger. But to have a kid when you're 40, 41, 42, 43, whatever, and especially since, you know, my kids are older now and all that stuff's kind of gone, like all the diapers, all the other stuff, It's all never going to do that again. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we've got one again. And we got to start all over.
Sale.
Jesus Christ.
Go find some things again.
I'm thinking like, hey, listen, maybe when I'm 50 or something, I would be 52. All the kids would be fucking in college.
Right.
I'm telling. Now we'll have a full retirement. Everything's done. Never see.
Start over. And you got a 5-year-old when you're 52.
Yeah, that'd be so weird.
Yeah. My buddy, this guy named Dave, the wives are like pretty good friends. So I see him every once in a while. And he's got kids my age. Sorry, not my age. Jesus. He's got kids my kid's age, right? So like 6-year-old, 5-year-old. And he's 48. And I'm like, oof, that's a late start. He has like, man. I kind of think you should get on this podcast because he's got some wild stories. He ran like a bar for 15, 20 years in the city, you know, had just a lot of cool experiences, like good guy to drink with and then, you know, hear his stories. And he has like, his wife is due with another kid like this summer.
For real?
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, whoa, Tom, what am I going to do? 48. With a 1-year or a 0-year old.
I'm dude, like, why wouldn't he just get his nuts cut, man? I don't get that.
I know. And then his wife texted Amber for like, hey, where did Tom go? I'm like, you're like 8 years too late, dude.
Yeah, years, right.
A couple years too late, buddy.
My God.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Cause she's like 42. He's 48.
That's old too. For a woman.
That's tough. Kids. Fuck yeah.
Shit. Well, let's move on to bigger and better things, Tommy. We had a big weekend this past weekend.
Obviously, WrestleMania.
Yes. WrestleMania 40, the granddaddy of them all, the Super Bowl of professional wrestling.
Yep.
Now, what did you think of it? And what was your opinion on the big win Sunday night? Day 2 of WrestleMania.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
What?
Yeah.
You got to be shitting me.
I had to work.
Sunday night?
I thought it was Saturday.
There was two night events, Saturday night and Sunday night.
Oh.
Sunday night was the big one, you know, but.
Yeah, oh, that's the one I didn't watch, but I wasn't working.
Man, you fucking missed one hell of a WrestleMania. First one without Vince McMahon, as you know.
What happened to him?
He shit on a lady's head, supposedly, and had unwanted sexual something. I don't know. We already went over that. Remember with Jacob Ross?
I remember. I remember.
Now Triple H, the game has taken over.
Jeez, how old is Triple H?
He has had a heart attack recently within the last 2 years. I think he's probably 52, 53.
Let's find out.
But he is now the guy that's the main guy in charge. It's the Triple H era. They're calling it.
Oh, he replaced Vince McMahon's spot.
Yeah. They bought Vince McMahon out. Well, the company got bought up by TKO, which also owns UFC.
Triple H 54.
54. So these guys own the UFC, they own WWE, all this bullshit, right?
Yeah.
So this guy, Roman Reigns, was a champ for like 4 years or something. And Cody Rhodes finally beats him. On night two of WrestleMania with The Rock was there. The Rock wrestled the first night. He wrestled for a long time and he fucking looked great. Fucking looked better than he did when he was fucking like 25 years old. Fucking in tremendous shape, cardio shape too. I mean, ring shape. He wrestled the whole time, never got hurt. You know, this guy's 50 some years old too, I think, ain't he? I think he's 51. I don't know, something like that. But am I there, Tommy? Are you looking at me weird?
There he is.
Oh, that's the old Triple H, yeah.
That was the other day. Yep, that was Sunday.
No, it wasn't. That was like fucking 98 or something.
You're good, 97.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a pro wrestling expert. Yeah, see if you get anything of The Rock at the end, The Rock coming out. Also, another guy, John Cena, came out, and John Cena looks kind of weird, man. He's got like a hair and he's balding like a motherfucker.
The Rock. What was it called?
Ending of WrestleMania 40.
WrestleMania 40, that's right.
Ending. Yeah, you had The Rock come out. You also had The Undertaker came out of nowhere. The lights came off. He came out. It was wild. I'm out here by myself going nuts, you know, out in the gym. Had a fire going, had a pizza, and it was awesome.
Storyline with Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes now emerged. He was much, how much he was paid to return.
Oh, The Rock. Well, The Rock, like, is the owner, too. He's one of the bosses.
$30 million?
Get the fuck out of here.
$30 million for his return to the ring, securing ownership of the fair mark, The Rock in the deal.
Holy fuck.
What the $30 million?
He said he's leaving again.
Dollars?
Mike, you know that look at him. He's in great shape, man. Look at that awesome shit.
He's jacked.
Fucking 50 some years old.
Get $30 million? If you said $3 million, surgery. I would have been wow.
He had the same surgery you had, Callis.
Gynecomastia.
He had terrible, like when he first started. You can kind of tell now he's older. Like you could tell by in that area.
Oh, dude, that's $30 million.
That's insane, man! Holy fuck!
I'd have never guessed that.
Me neither. But they've their numbers are up that more than they've been since like the fucking 90s.
Really?
When wrestling was like in its heyday and they're selling out everywhere they're going again. So it's coming back, man. Like they're swearing a lot more. It's kind of more edgier again, how it used to be, all that kind of shit.
Good.
Just seems to be a lot better.
What's it on? Is it on like the local channels or is it like
USA is Monday Night Raw and Fox, I think. Yeah, Fox is like the.
Yeah, I don't have those channels, brother.
You have Fox, you idiots. Everybody has Fox. You have Fox. They have a damn antenna.
No, I don't think we have that. I don't got no antenna.
Well, it's going to be on Netflix starting January 1st.
Yeah, Netflix, I'm going to get rid of Netflix January 2nd.
Netflix has taken over everything.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, WrestleMania was wild. I can't believe you didn't see it. I thought you're a huge wrestling fan.
I was going to watch it, but then one night I had to work late, and then literally guys didn't want to work late. And we're not working much.
Because of WrestleMania.
Because like guys like, well, I got WrestleMania tonight. And I was like laughing. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're going to work. And I probably won't be able to. He's like, no, it's WrestleMania. I'm like,
so fucking funny that these guys are 30, 40 years old watching WrestleMania.
That's 53 years old.
That's fucking hilarious.
Like, oh, and they're like, yeah, dude, he's like a giant WrestleMania fan. I'm like, whatever. I'll take the overtime.
Bye. Well, that's the one thing I definitely watch every year is WrestleMania. That's it, man. I mean, I don't watch wrestling at all that year. I'm watching WrestleMania. I'm not going to miss a WrestleMania. I still watch wrestling with the girls once in a while when they want to watch it a little bit. But
yeah,
WrestleMania, always watch no matter what. I've watched every WrestleMania. Fuck, I was at one of the two WrestleManias I've been to. No, yeah, it's just awesome. There's like, there's always a lot of celebrities there, and I think Snoop Dogg was there. I don't know, people I don't even know. Pat McAfee is he's the announcer on there, like full time.
The Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, so that guy is the full time announcer on Monday Night Raw and did all the announcing on the WrestleMania. I think he helps the brand a lot, like pushes it mainstream more. You know, more people to watch it because a lot of people like that guy.
Imagine that was your job.
Like, fucking nuts, dude.
You just have like a couple of your buddies around you and like this this big ass studio.
Yeah, right.
Rock sports.
And bullshit all day.
Right, and bullshit, you know?
Like, and then fly out in private jets to go to fucking WrestleMania.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
To say, you know, holy fuck, the Undertaker is back.
Right.
Holy shit, this is the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
Just read his script and what the next move is.
Well, yeah, then they just tell you in your ear what to say, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people backstage.
But nuts, dude. Good for him.
Yep. That is wild, man. You know, WrestleMania was great. Another year done.
Yeah, I was kind of watching it, but then I didn't. And then the next night I had a double date with that neighbor couple.
Oh God. Come on, Kalis. The neighbor couple, are you talking about the swingers?
Yes. That's what you've named them.
What the hell is going on there, Tom? Yeah. They're your new best friends? Why does your hair look so fucking curly now when you got real close to the camera?
Looks good, right?
Yeah, it looks fucking hilarious.
I'm growing it out, brother.
Turn it to the side. Whoa, God, you got a bald spot there.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's gotten a lot longer up top there. You just got to cover that. Yeah, right there. Just cover it. Smooth it back. Yeah, nobody will know. What about the back end? You still got that mullet?
Kind of.
Or the fancy mullet, they're calling it, right? Like, it's kind of like a... Jesus, you got to get that neck trimmed up.
Oh, yeah, and I need a haircut.
Well, that's what your wife wanted, right? Was that mullet? Didn't she tell you that? That's why you grew it out.
Yeah, she wanted to try it longer, and then I wanted to cover what I'm losing, Dan Bell style.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Gonna grow it out, and then once I'm done... Everything's gone.
Data boy. Bald head.
Then it's not bald, it's a hairdo.
Yes.
That's what SpongeBob said. So
the hairdo. That's a good hairdo, man. I've had it for many years.
Gotta keep myself looking young.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Before I get old like you, Finn.
Yep. You don't want that gray showing up.
The gray I don't care about. I didn't think I was ever going to lose my hair, though. I was like, oh, I'm not losing my hair ever. And then I got out of the pool one day. I'm like, what's that? I go, why is that so thin? I'm like, oh,
no.
Damn it.
I think they said like, take care of your mom's side, right? Was your mom's dad or relatives?
Yeah, my mom's dad was bald as shit.
Oh, well, that's going to be you, bud.
Yeah. My grandpa was like full head of hair till the day he died, 86 years old.
On your dad's side?
My dad's side.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with my dad's side. Same way.
Yeah.
He had a full head of, fuck Pappy. See him lately? Holy shit.
No, I've not.
Pappy has the longest hair ever. Just a fucking, like somebody just put a mop on top of his head.
Awesome.
He might be right now. He might've shaved it. Cause once summer. Like your first hot day comes in like March or April, it all goes off. He does it outside for the birds. So they can use it for their house, for their nest. He liked the bird watch outside a lot. I just called him on the phone when I was driving home from softball practice. He was out. There's birds just chirping everywhere. Pappy's laying underneath their houses, feeding them, bird watching. Yeah, son, look at, they're taking my hair and they're building nests out of it. They've realized what I've done and they're thanking me, son. All I'm hearing is birds in the background. He's like fucking Ace Ventura out there. Sticks his arms out. All these birds come. All these animals.
Pappy.
Yeah, he's doing good.
That's good. Yeah, I do that with my back hair outside.
Yeah, for the birds. Your back hair. Seen that many times. Birds love it, man. I mean, you're just helping the environment. No, if I did grow my hair out, I have a full head of hair. I'm not bald at all. I've only grown it out a few times, and I haven't grown it out like yours ever.
Dude, I don't remember. The last time my hair was this long, I was probably in high school.
Yeah, I mean, your hair is super long. So is your beard.
I know. Look at that. Yeah, beards. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, what do you always say, Tom? You got to like try different things, man.
Yeah, that's why I want to grow it out. Just try that. And if it sucks.
Why don't you shave that beard off?
What?
Summertime, man.
No way.
Why won't you? Summer beard's great in the summer.
Why don't you trim that thing down?
No, because I did that last. Was it a summer? I was like, you know what? Take the edges down, like bring it up just a little bit, clean it, make it like squared nice. And then he got done and like, it looked good, but I was like, it's too short. I don't fucking like
it. No, I'm saying like all the way down to like, you can't see your face, but it's all the way down. So it's like, looks like a month's growth.
You know what I mean? Why would I do that? Then I couldn't go like this.
Why would you do that? Just to change it up some, man.
Well, then I can't grab my beard and I'm thinking.
Oh, well, I didn't know you liked to do that.
It's one of my favorite pastimes, is grab my beard as I'm thinking. And I go, yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, how come your beard has changed colors so much? Because I got this pictures back here. It's all black. Like, all
these pictures back here. Amber sits here.
It's got to be something, dude. Right? Because all your other pictures, I got pictures right behind me here. It's jet black.
Well, okay. So when it's short, it's like brown black. When it grows out, it grows like blondish.
Yeah, I got three pictures behind me, and it's all of them are super black.
Yeah, hard saying, not knowing.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's going to turn gray soon.
It's probably the first thing, obviously, right? The,
it's usually the cheeks.
I got
the sides. The sides go gray all the time.
Amber loves pointing it out. Oh, look, another. Look at that one's pure white. You're not even going gray. It's going pure white.
Yeah, well, look at this. Oh, yeah. Barbell does the same.
Pick your faults in front of you, huh?
Yeah, oh my God, you better shave. You look like an old man. You're not going to go on fucking the podcast like that, are you?
Yeah, it's coming, man.
Yeah.
Not much you can do. But I don't really care about like the grayness at all. I've always just, as long as I had hair, but now.
Now you're going to have a skullet that's going to be gray.
A skullet?
Yeah, it's like a mullet, but the skull's showing.
Oh, you know? Yeah, I just shaved my head. That'll be it.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on from WrestleMania, what else happened this weekend, Tommy? Anything?
Worked. Swinger date. They left early. They didn't feel good. And then
left early. What happened? You finished too soon, Tommy?
I always. I mean, I got shit to do.
I win. I'm out of here.
I come every single time. Mm-hmm. Never not came. Keeps working.
Yep.
And then went to that country bar in St. Charles, which is like one of our favorites. Because usually it's like we can get there early enough.
With who?
Low-key. Amber.
Oh, just you and Amber?
Oh, yeah.
No, not one of those role-playing games again, was it?
No.
Were you pretending to be Trace Adkins at the bar and she came up to get you?
Jamie Johnson.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
In color.
Was it karaoke night? Give me that microphone. Yeah. I'm going to serenade this young woman. Nah, it wasn't one of those nights. Just hanging out. They have a lot of games at the bar. So we like play games and like bullshit.
What a game.
Drink whiskey.
What?
It's a nice little place. And then as soon as it got too many people, time to go home.
Dipped
a little too rowdy for me. Tomorrow is Schmitz night. So that's good.
Oh, God. It's not Schmitz.
Thursday's Schmitz night in America.
It's a good one. If you go, you should put that on there. Schmitz Night in America.
Yeah.
At Schmitz Bar.
I will. Maybe I'll get my favorite bartender in the background of it.
Oh, yeah. Schmitz Night in America.
Yep. Schmitz. Thursdays are Schmitz, dude. Good. I get myself about 2-3 cocktails, call it a night. It's perfect. Fall asleep early on the couch.
Amber takes advantage of you.
I hope so.
Awesome. So I posted this video with, did you see that video I posted a couple days ago with Joey Swole?
Yeah, that was like I was going to respond to that, and then I forgot to. That was the dumbest thing. I think he's run out of things to talk about.
That was not, it was not meant for my video, but it matched up so fucking good that once I saw that video he's making fun of, I'm like, holy fuck. And then I said something like, I squatted 400 pounds on roller skates like 8 years ago when it got like tons of likes on that page. And then somebody's like, we'll post it so we can see it. So I'm like, I could use this video as my video. Like he's making fun of me. And it matched up so good. I mean, even you thought it was real.
Yeah, I thought it was real. I'm like, this is kind of dumb. I'm like, why are you talking about
fucking half a million views right now on my page?
I'd play it, but I'm worried it wouldn't go to YouTube then. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
Blows my mind. Listen, I'm all for roller skating. I think it's fun. I think it's a great workout. I think it's those fun. That choose to do it. But maybe don't do it at the gym. You can literally do this anywhere. You can do it at home, at the park, at a skating rink where you're supposed to, but you decide to do it right in the middle of the gym floor.
That's so good.
What? So what? Was there another video of a guy skating in the middle of the gym floor?
No, it was like some girl was skating, like doing some kind of exercise with skates on in the gym. She got mad because somebody walked in front of the camera. Something stupid like that. Yeah. When he started talking like that, I'm like, oh God, this is going to work out so good. And it did.
It did work out. I thought it was real. I'm like, what the fuck's like, oh, Finn, like, what are you, it's not like somebody walking in front of the camera. Why the fuck's he care what Finn's doing in the gym?
Yeah. You know how many people have responded? Like, wait till he sees this video. Oh, hold on. Did you see this? This is nothing. Like, I can't believe he responded to this video. Does Joey got anything better to do and make fun of a 10-year-old video? Yeah, it's fucking golden, man.
Yeah.
That's golden. That was good.
He always reminded me of, what is it? Austin Powers with the little person.
Oh, yeah. The Mini-Me.
Vince.
Mini-Me.
What's his name? Yeah, Mini-Me in the show, but yes. It's like Vince or something. But he's like the same face.
That's true. Yeah, it is.
And it throws me off, but it's like, geez, obviously he's like massive. Well,
his head looks so weird, like, with the hat on.
5'3", but.
Yeah.
He's very, very short. Come on,
look who's talking, Tommy. Jesus.
I look down on that dude. He ain't going to see any bald spots on my head, dude. He can't get that high. I look down on you, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Did you? Oh, and then Sunday, I watched about 10 hours of powerlifting, whole day.
The Ghost Clash?
Yeah, it was funny because, like, I don't watch sports. Obviously, I don't watch football on Sundays. You know, a lot of people turn on football at noon and they don't turn it off till like 10 o'clock at night, right? And I always make fun of everybody for doing that. I'm like, come on, you have fucking better things to do and watch football all day. And then Amber's like, don't you make fun of people that turn it on all day? Then you go to the store and you have it on your phone. And then I'm like, I guess I get it now.
And you're watching somebody lift weights?
But I'm like, well, in my defense, I know, like, 10 of these people. So no, it's like,
that's different.
I had former clients there. Mm-hmm. I have people that I've hung out with there. It's right. I don't know the Bears linebacker. Like,
no, I understand that totally.
20 years and he's not my friend. Like it's mm-hmm. different. That's where my, like, I understand like the wanting to watch and like see, but I'm like, I need to know somebody.
No, when I watched you guys, that was fucking awesome. That was like the best thing ever.
Right.
Because I knew you guys were going to do. I knew I'm like, hey, he's going to hit this number. He's going to do this. Did he do this? You know, it's like, that was awesome. So if mm-hmm. you do know somebody, it makes it way more fun to watch. Just like right. anything.
Yeah. But. So I had that on the big screen for like 10 hours straight.
At your house?
Yeah.
Amber must have been pissed.
Nah, she was fine. Their kids, she was doing like a whole day of bacon.
So yeah, that's like, all I see. All you guys do is bake all day now. You're going to be 400 pounds this summer, you idiot.
Like every day, it's like a new loaf of bread she's trying to do. Or then it was like a loaf of bread today. And then she did handmade cinnamon rolls.
Ooh, I like those. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. I was like, what the?
I love cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. Homemade.
Cinnamon rolls, pre-workout before a good fucking workout.
Right.
Nothing better. God, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. She made a whole tray of them. And I'm like, can't do it. Just take one bite. Okay. I'll take one bite.
You can't just take one. Yeah. Yeah, just put the tip in. Yeah, that's it.
I play just the shaft.
Yeah,
just a shaft.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's over adult. With.
Yeah, and I'm done.
And I gotta tell my therapist this.
But yeah, she was baking all day, and then I was watching that. They had some insane fucking lifts, man. I mean, Shane Holler squatted 930 in sleeves at like 303.
Oh yeah, Shane Holler's a strong motherfucker.
He pulled. Pulled 930? Yeah, he pulled 930. Let me see what he hit. There was some. I mean, there's so many fucking.
That one other guy squatted 1,000.
Craig.
Yeah.
Squatted 1,000. He hit 1,040, but they didn't give it to him. I don't know if he didn't hit depth. I didn't really see what ended up happening. But yeah, he fucking. Okay, let's see. Oh, 948 squat. 562 bench, 920 deadlift.
Jesus.
Dude, 952 or 959.
Animal. Damn.
That's huge. He told 2430.
Yeah, he's not a 275er, is he? He's a
no, I think it was 303.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Insane, dude. He did that, and then...
That's it. Alex's meat, right?
Yeah.
Alex, I haven't seen anything about that guy in 2 years.
I know. He's still doing his meat stuff.
What the hell's going on?
Well...
He's got that gym down... Is it down in Miami?
Yeah, he still is at the gym, and he does the meats. I don't know if it's one meat a year now. I don't know.
Speaking of Miami, I got the hybrid sweatshirt. I didn't even know I had it on.
You do. I don't think that's a thing anymore, but...
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. We need to get them on, one of them on at least.
See, I have both their numbers. I Hayden, I could probably get a hold of easier than Steffi. I don't know if you want to get them on, but hey, what happened?
I mean, people would want to know, right? I mean, a lot. I mean, it's a big brand. I mean, whatever you want to tell you, I mean, we don't have to like really divulge like everything, but you can, hey, we did this and this is going on and we have this gym's going on. What's going to happen with your coming out with any type of apparel? Or what? I don't know any of that.
She wrote a book.
What's that?
Steffi wrote a book.
Yeah, like a year or two ago, right?
Yeah, I think she's coming out of Back in Motion. She's coming out with a second book too. So maybe get her on, you know, tell her what happened to the hybrid and then promote her new shit. She's always a good time too, you know?
Shit, all my lights went out now, Tom. I'm blurred into the background.
It's looking pretty good.
Yeah. No, she was... Could have been nicer again when I saw her at the Arnold. Her and her new boyfriend, both seemed, you know, super nice. You know, she's come out here before a long time ago, right? And
I just watched that video like the other week when she posted it.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
And sometimes. Yeah. Anyways, I'm sure they'd both come on if we just asked them, which we'll do one day. One day we'll have them on. Speaking of that, the guy we're supposed to have on today is not here.
He's not here either. He was at a dinner. I don't know if he'll make it. He has an invite in his email.
So, okay, you're going to come on for like 5 minutes or what?
I texted him.
Nothing?
I've done all I could do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and then you were supposed to have your buddy on, and he had to work for, he's like on,
can't he's on do shift a couple weeks. For like next 2 weeks. So I'm hoping,
yeah,
whatever, a couple weeks, I'll be able to get him on. I couldn't, Jacob's not on. I couldn't get my buddy on. I couldn't get, my nutritionist was supposed to be on Be Better. She couldn't because she had a client with Be Better that exact same time. I'm like, all right, this is why it's so hard to plan stuff. But whatever. We'll figure it out. But anyway, back to that meet. So remember John Hack, right? Bilbo Swaggins?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now he moved back to Wisconsin, too.
I talked to him at the Arnold. That's why I commented on his post about he's back on that fucking Wisconsin cheese again.
Yeah.
Because, dude, he's fucking rocked that meat, man.
Yeah, he squatted 804
2,300 pound total.
In sleeves.
At 217?
I think he weighed in at 206.
Jesus.
Because he's trying to go 198, but he said he's getting migraines or headache. He's like, I couldn't do it. So he 804 in sleeves, which is insane. He benched 556, and he pulled 939.
God damn. Yeah, that Wisconsin cheese
is ridiculous. Ridiculous, dude.
Why did he come back to Wisconsin? I wonder.
I don't know.
I told him I was kind of intoxicated when I talked to him last, but
oh, that sounds weird.
Something to do with just living in California. I think he just got sick of being in California.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, he's a fucking Midwest guy, dude.
And that's what I said. I said, hey, come on, you're a Wisconsin dude, man. You know, eat that Wisconsin cheese. Look what happens when he eats that cheese. Fucking perfect meat.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fucking freak, dude. That deadlift is insane. I mean, his bench, like his squat's obviously crazy, but his bench is like he's benching close to six. Like, he's done like 585 in the gym. I don't know if he's
his bench and his fucking dead are both fucking huge.
And we were just talking about that the other day. Like, that's very, it's like the opposite.
Hard
short
to
arms.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of one or the other. And he's got all three. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, I mean, that's just insane. And then you had that one chick who won it. Let me see. I got to go to the Ghost Clash thing.
What's the name's girlfriend?
No, it was this chick, Denise Herber.
And no, he's a guy, Herbert?
No, Denise.
Oh.
She pulled.
I don't think I know her.
Yeah, I don't know if she's from out of the country. Yeah, she's like, I don't know what the flag is.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. She was at the Arnold, too.
Yeah, she was in the cage.
Yeah, I met her and her boyfriend or something, her husband too. Yeah.
Yeah, she pulled 642.
Yeah, that's for a woman.
What, holy. Dude? What the fuck?
Remember, we were watching girls pull like 400, close to 500 pounds.
Right, and you're like, when 10 years 500, ago, 500. You're like, holy like, shit, holy five, like Steffi,
fuck.
Like, oh yeah, 500. Like, what is that? And then
yeah, that's a freak,
dude. Four times body weight. She weighed in at 165 and pulled 642.
Listen, it's none of our body business. What'd she bench?
Let me look.
237.
I don't know. Nine for nine.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what to say. But I can find it. Hold on. So she did that. And then fucking Hunter Henderson, who's been on the podcast, she squatted like 683 for a new world record. And then tried to do seven. What is it? 705 is the kilo.
Yep.
She tried 705, but yeah, it wasn't there.
Jesus.
That's fucking wild, dude. There's not a seven.
That's insane. There's not many girls that can bench heavy. Like, what are these girls aren't, what are they benching?
So let me see.
Like, what's the best, like all the ones that I've seen, you got some girls that bench in the threes.
Yeah, you had, well, I think Hunter benched, she's a good bencher.
Yeah.
And she benched 363.
Gee, yeah, that's.
Which is insane.
That's wild, dude.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's like almost as best as your best bench in a meet.
Yeah, my best bench, 385.
I mean, that's, there's not, I don't, there's a few girls that can bench over 400, right?
Yeah, because the one chick from Serge's gym did 402. Yeah, because Hunter Henderson benched 363. Samantha Rice, another freak, she benched 352.
God,
and then, but then even like the rest of these, like you got a couple girls getting over three. CJ Bum 330, and then a lot of them are like 281.
Yeah,
maybe a couple 303s. But when you start getting over 350, like,
dude, if you're benching in the threes as a woman, that is insane.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, dude.
The girls, the lower bodies, I mean, they've always been strong, but I mean, not like it's not like now it's a whole nother level than it was like a decade ago. But, yeah. I mean, they have strong, they're strong in the legs, the hips, everything. So some of those numbers I could see, but damn, benching that much, like girls naturally upper bodies are not that strong compared to their lower bodies.
Right. Yeah. Right? Typically they're always lower body dominant,
but a girl that's
insane.
You said, what's her name? Hunter Henderson squatted close to 700 pounds.
685.
And then fucking bench 360. Yeah, it's just that's crazy. What's it gonna be in another 10 years?
Who knows, man? That's wild.
I know it.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. Rankings. So if we do the just by bench only women, raw with Rev. No. I just want what the fuck? By dots, no, by bench. Here we go. Bench. The fuck is the weight? Oh, April Mathis bench 457.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know.
Holy fuck.
457.
What did she weigh? 400 pounds?
She weighed letters.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Jessica Springer, that she's from Surges. Real nice person.
Yeah.
She benched 415.
Damn.
Dude.
It's
April Mathis. April Mathis. Why does that sound so familiar?
I think she's a really big girl.
Isn't she a multiply lifter too? Yeah. Oh, it's private, dude.
Oh, that wasn't Raw. I was in a suit.
No, that was Raw.
Was it?
Yeah.
Private.
Raw. With I could have Raw with Wraps. It says April Mathis. She also benched 529 in multiply. Damn. That's ridiculous. She hasn't competed in over two years though.
That's this might be crazy. Done.
That's ridiculous, dude. Man, 457. That's strong, Tommy.
Oh yeah. You better get to benching, Tommy. What's your plans now? What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm still going to bench twice a week. I decided that the other day. I'm like, it just works so well for me. You know, I could do like a multi-grip now one day and then like close grip. I did a lot of close grip and didn't really bug my shoulders ever. So I'm like, I'll just fucking hammer away on close grip till it hurts, I guess.
Yeah.
Keep benching twice a week. I'm coming down in body weight a little bit, down to like 216.
Jeez, which, you're still up there, man.
That's what I was kind of thinking too. I'm like, I
forget you'd be about 205 by now.
Me too, dude. Cause I stopped, you know, eating like an asshole. And I mean, but that was what fucking 10 days ago. But I was walking around like 225. So I came down probably 10 pounds somewhat fast. So now I'm just chipping away. I dropped all my macros. So I'm only doing like 200 carbs a day, 55 fat and 220 protein.
Fucking low, man.
Everything's low. But I want to get this weight off because, I mean, my pool opens mid-May.
Yeah, that's...
I'm like, I got to be at least 207 by then. 205 would be ideal.
I can already see the side of my abs already, Tommy. I've been on it for about, 8 days?
Yeah.
But yeah, I did cheat on the weekend. The weekend, you know, I had a couple drinks and pizza for WrestleMania.
What? So,
I worked it around my macros. You know, you always eat really lean protein all
that's
day.
That's what I did when we went out, too. It was like lean all day, one meal, maybe one and a half, basically, and a snack. Mm-hmm. And then for dinner, I had a bunch of sushi and, you know, about a half dozen to at least 12 cocktails. That was good.
That's why that diet is the easiest to follow, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to eat like you're not going to not eat shit. Like, especially, I don't know, like guys like Big Boss Man, all this. It's easier to follow because you're not giving up stuff. You don't ever have to eat pizza again, or you don't ever can ever eat like a burrito again. You can still eat that stuff, just eat around it more.
But that's the whole purpose of it is to eventually you don't need your phone because you're like, okay, my habit is to I'm having pizza tonight, so in the morning I'm just gonna have egg whites, then I'm a protein shake, and then I'm gonna have a steak or maybe some grilled chicken, maybe a salad.
It's so simple to follow.
And that way I really would probably have 1500 calories left for the day. I'm going to have a pizza, 1500 calories. Like, okay.
It's,
you know, your fats are going to be higher and whatever, but you're like, okay, but I'm still in the ballpark. I didn't go from eating. Okay. Now this day I'm eating 2,500 calories too. Okay. I had pizza tonight. So I guess I'm having 4,500.
Dude, a full Jack's pizza. I knew what the macros were. It was like,
isn't it like 970 calories?
It was 50 some grams of fat and a full, I think it was like 52 grams of fat and a whole Jack's. And it was like, 50 some grams of protein, I think. And then carbs was like 110 or something. So I already knew what my macros were. I had to have this, this, and this. And I have a Jack's pizza tonight. Or I look at my macros and I'm like, man, I've had like no fat today at all. And not that many carbs. Well, I'm going to eat a Jack's pizza.
Yeah.
And I this still one fucking looked the best that ever looked.
It probably depends on the toppings, right? It'll change it a little
pepperoni.
Bit. But 45, okay, this one's four. Pepperoni is 1,000 calories, 1,020, 45 fat, 105 carbs, 45 protein.
What did I tell you? I was pretty much on almost.
Right. Yeah. So as long as you're, honestly, as long as you fucking are low fat in the morning and afternoon, you're fine. You could have but granted, one whole Jack's pizza is not that much food.
A whole Jack's?
Like it's just so thin.
No, I mean, but one Jack's pizza is.
You should, what I do is I put them on top of each other.
The fuck out of here. You like to make love to them and then they melt together. Yeah, that's what he always said. Yeah, that guy's only losing a pound a week. I said, at this rate, man, we're not going to lose any weight.
Well, he can race me.
I think you guys are about tied going down right now. I think he's lost 4 pounds in the last month.
Well, it's better than gaining
1 pound a week. Well, he gained 7 1 week. Oh, well, that's couple, not, like, 8 that's weeks not ago. Good. You know, and now he's back down to almost where the weight he was at like 8 weeks ago again.
Man.
He gets these bumps in the road where I think he's like satisfied, you know.
Those aren't bumps, brother. Those are mountains.
You're right. He's hit another mountain and we're going to be like, dude, we're not going to let you back in the barn again unless you fucking start losing weight. Yeah. And when we tell him that, all of a sudden he loses 30 pounds in about fucking 5 weeks.
Ultimatums.
I wonder how that happened, bud. And then you'll lose a couple pounds here and everything's good. And then about 3-4 months down the road, be like, oh, we're stuck again. We're stuck at 250 now this time. Not this time. We're stuck at like 290. One time we're stuck at 335 for fucking a year, it felt like. But And we'll see. We'll get on his ass again. Remember, we were calling him like 3 weeks in a row to get on his ass and get fucking. I don't know what happened, man. It did help. He then lost weight the following week. He lost like 6 pounds. Remember?
Huh.
So I don't know. It's hard to. That guy needs tough love, bad. He's got to yell at him. And when you yell at
the military door, shit,
it is. That's what he was used to. He's used to, you know, people yelling at him, and then he'd do it. Yeah,
I don't know,
boss man. That's him. That's
boss, me and Big Bass Man losing weight together.
Yeah, you guys could be in a. You guys should be. What do you call that when you're buddies and they are?
Yay!
No, not that.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Not that either.
Bunkmates. Brothers.
When you join together, it's called something.
Like enlisting.
When you enlist together and you go where your buddy goes, it's called something. Boss man would know. You can tell me. Anyway, you and Boss Man are like enlisting together. You can be, rely on each other by losing weight together or cooking Jack's pizzas together, making love.
Yeah. I'm eating pounds of sourdough bread.
Yeah. Hey, look at this, Boss Man. Look what I'm eating tonight.
Homemade cinnamon rolls.
Boss Man's got 25 Taco Bell tacos. Hey, I can find these in the microwave. It's like a pot of gold.
Oh, man. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to lose some weight. I've thought. Cause I went on open powerlifting the other day to try to like see where I ended up at the meet and see where the kind of I'm at stat wise. Mm-hmm. And usually if I went on the world records, I was still on like two of them. Cause they do top three. Mm-hmm. So I lost the 198 multiple times because some fucking freak took it, but I was still the 181, maybe like third or second. I was still third 165. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. I can still see my name. Well, now my name's not there anymore.
So I'm like, shit.
Fuck. So I was on there. Actually, I'll put it up right here. Open powerlifting. I was on there looking. I'm like, all right, well, here, I'll share this. Powerlifting rankings, share. All right, so if I did all ages, raw feds, what the fuck? No, not my dots.
Dude, I remember it wasn't even open powerlifting. It used to be called something else.
Yeah, I forget what the fuck it was
called.
Remember
that guy fucked up or something?
Yeah, it was something else.
Power something. Because I remember that guy would reach out to me, the guy that owned the site.
Yeah, he would reach out to me too, like, hey, what'd you break? Blah, blah, I'll update it right now. And it was like when I was getting them a lot more often.
And then like, send me the video.
Right. So yeah, I had the one, I was like, because I had 165, so I fell a couple spots here. Then I fell a couple spots here. And then I had the 198, and then now the number three 198 is 865. That's wild. So I'm like, dude, if I could get down to 181, all I got to do is squat 810.
Yeah, 181, dude. You weighed 220. Yeah, you had to lose weight to get in the 220 class.
I mean,
that is a lot of weight, dude. 181 is a... Now, 198, yes. 181 is another planet, man.
Well, if I did 198, I have to squat over 865. I got to at least get into the third highest.
I mean, I think you would have a better shot at that than you would at getting to 181 squatting.
Because the 220, it's the world record's 925.
Who's Chad Penson?
Chad Penson, he's one of those guys out of, I don't know, Las Vegas or whatever.
Yuri Belkin, man, you haven't seen that guy in a long time,
right? Yeah,
what happened to him?
Maybe he's done. I don't know. He could be. I mean, it's been a few years since I've seen him.
I mean, I haven't seen him anywhere.
Yeah, me neither.
It's like they don't even go on social media again. It's just all over. Gone.
Yep. When you're done, you're done. Dorian Yates style.
Ride a bicycle.
All right. So I was thinking, though, if I could get up to 195,
thinking.
I should be able to cut water to 181.
So you think if your working body weight during the whole prep would be 190, in the 190s?
195.
And then a week out, get down to 181?
Yeah, because I mean, when I did carnivore, I went down. I went from 215 to 195 in 6 weeks.
Yeah, but how was your strength?
Not that great.
Said it went. Yeah,
but I got there. So if I got there again and then figured out macros to maintain and then add carbs in, maybe I'd be okay. I'm trying to see if I can come down now and get down there during the summer and then maybe make my decision. Yeah. Because I was talking to Hunter after the meet. I was like, "Hey, what did you? I'm like, what'd you weigh? What'd you walk around at?" She goes, "I was like 195 ish." And then she cut to 176 for dots, which
damn.
Yeah. That's a bit aggressive. But I was like, okay.
Fuck.
oh, that kind of gives me, because she's always like, if you talk to John Hack, he misses weight all the time. Well, not all the time. I mean, he missed weight a few times.
Yeah.
Like Hunter and that crew out there, they never miss weight. They're always under or right on. I'm like, okay, what do you walk around at? So I was like, well, she can cut. I'm like, well, maybe I can cut, but I got to squat 810 at 181, but I'd be 200.
Yeah.
Doable.
Definitely. I would say goodbye to your bench. You're going back to 350s then.
I think I can. Man, no I don't way. Know.
That weight always helps your bench, man.
One of my last meets, I weighed like.
What don't matter any? We're chasing that record. It don't matter about your bench.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, I'd still want a shit. PR total, though.
You know?
Because if I could, I don't know. It'd be tough, but if I could get like 1900 at 181, that'd be huge. But that's tough.
You just chase that squat, dude.
Because I basically all I'd have to do is basically maintain my strength at 220. Easy peasy.
No, it's fucking hard as fuck, dude.
It's only 40 pounds. You're
dropping 40 some pounds.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, hopefully you can drop the weight and then kind of maintain some strength there this summer at that weight and then go from there. Yeah,
that's the plan. If I could get to 195, if I get to 205 by the end of May, if I really start cutting down into like June and July and get down to like 195, that shouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. And then Serge has got another big meet. He's got a big pro meet in September. So I'm like, well, September if I'm lean,
remember.
Going to there, try to take the world record. Fuck it.
That's pretty close, dude. That's not that far away.
I know.
Thinking about it. I mean, it seems far away now, but dude, that's like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, right. That's like 3 months of training off season.
Right.
2 months of training.
Plus you want to lose weight at the same time.
Yeah, but yeah, I already want to lose the weight. So it's like, it's basically just see how my kind of my strength is at that 195 mark. And then, you know, get Mrs. Jersic out there bagging me up.
So you guys are just going to do the complete opposite, you and Cam, that you just did. You like, Cam is the fucking fattest he's ever been.
Yeah.
260 or something at one point, right? During the prep.
Right.
And then you were up to like fucking almost 230.
Yeah.
And now you're going to try to go Cam's going back to a smaller weight, 230, right? Cam's going to go to the weight you are at where you like were training at right now. And then you're going to try to go to the fucking, at least the 190s for now.
Yeah. I'll probably sit around.
So you like both are going to lose like 30 summer. Pounds.
Yes.
And then another 20 for you.
Yeah. Cause I don't know if it's like a home meet and I'm like, that'd be That's the only true. Time I'd do it. Yeah. If it's a home meet, you know what I mean? Cause I could, you know, even if I didn't have a sauna by then, I could do those tent sauna things for like $100 or just go. I mean, I want to do the cut at my house. So the whole time I'm just at my house in and out of a sauna, toweling off, like take my time, do it the night before, you know, start at like 3 o'clock, start sauning it off, wake up the next morning at 4 a.m. sauna the rest off.
That was like the worst thing ever. I remember doing that 5-star gym in Joliet. Sauning off and people are telling me how to fucking open the pores back up, scraping my skin with credit cards. Ugh. I remember that going in the sauna for hours, getting out, not seeing a pound removed and getting back in and just, man, that sucked.
Yeah.
And then your mouth so dry. And then he finally like, dude, are you going to fucking weigh me in yet or what? What the fuck?
Oh, you're so aggravated.
I haven't eaten anything or drank anything in fucking 2 days.
You get there like 45 minutes early, the first in line, and it's like by 9 o'clock. You're like, ooh, can I weigh in?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we're waiting for somebody. I'm like, I'm going to die. I'm going to kill somebody.
Give me a box of Cheez-Its right now and fucking 75 pedioids.
Yeah, that was rough, man. I haven't done it in a long time because I said, I'm not doing this again. Mm. Here I am. Now I'm aggravated. I don't know. Yeah. Also, squatting bigger weights pretty fun, though.
Well, listen, if you're competing in September, unless it's Pappy's birthday, I will be there.
No, you won't.
I'm telling you right now, I will be there. Actually, I got to go to Tennessee in September.
Fuck.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Or you know, I just do because like the only reason why I do it is too is because it would help that dot score. So I mean, I wouldn't win because I think John Hack signed up. And he just put a dot score of like 640 or 660 up. So like if I was shitting gold bricks at 181, I'd be like 585.
Well, listen, we're chasing that squat number. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
It's not real. Or, you know, just sit at 205 or, you know, ish, and then go to 198 and try to squat 850 or something, you know. Oof. That wouldn't suck either.
That'd be a little easier, I think.
Yeah, it would definitely be easier. On my body, you know, cutting 7 pounds. Like, what's that?
That's nothing, dude. I mean, you usually walk around that weight anyway, except for this prep.
Yeah, I've been, obviously heavier for a while now, but I don't know.
Shave that hair off, shave the beard. That's at least 2 pounds.
No way. No,
I would shave every piece of body hair you have off, including your eyebrows. Nobody even know who you were.
No.
Show up.
Dude, if I had no beard.
No beard, no hair, nothing. Nobody, it would be fucking hilarious. I remember Pappy used to do that when he, you know, he worked construction, so he'd grow his hair and beard out all winter. And then he'd shave every single piece of hair he had off and go to the store, and nobody would know him. We'd go the day before, everybody knew who he was because the local Browns County Market, Sycamore, you know, local grocery store.
Right.
Pappy had talked to 70 people there. We'd go the next day, he shaved everything off, not one person said anything to him. He's like, see, Tommy, nobody knows who I am like this.
Yeah, nobody would recognize me.
Dude. No, nobody would, for real. They're so used to you with hair and a beard.
Yeah, I don't even know if I have any. I don't know if I have any pictures of me without any hair or a beard.
Yeah, you do. I've seen it.
What?
When you're like bodybuilding when you're 16 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then a couple ones when you're real young.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if I have any, like, on like Google, because I can't. I don't think I can get the Instagram off this browser.
Browser.
No, I don't got any. No one will ever know now.
All right, let's get out of here, Tommy. I gotta go use the bathroom. Let's wrap this some bitch up.
All right. Jacob's hopping on right now.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was gonna say, well, we got 5 more minutes. Let's go.
GeneralLeatherCraft.com, Matt Hayden at Pioneer_Fitness.
Whoa, that's a good one.
Your leather belt needs, singlet needs, wrist wraps, straps, hats, and bats. Good one, Finn. SubZeroPlunge.com. Go there for all your cold plunging needs. HFBSupplements.com, HFB apparel, new t-shirt, official Be Better brand for all your training and nutrition. And it's going to be your last podcast before the Dad Challenge starts. Dad Challenge starts April 15th. I said it's going to be 5 days of workout. I did get a little overzealous. I wrote 6 days. So it'll be a 6 optional day of a challenge day. Threw it in last time. People tend to enjoy it. So it'll be 8 weeks of training with me. I'm going to get you into June, into summer, looking better, feeling better, stronger, better looking. Hopefully lose our guts, as I'm trying to do. Me and Finn just talked about
while we get
into these summer months. So if you're looking for a challenge, you want to mix things up for 8 weeks, it's not a powerlifting program. It is a get back in shape. Obviously, strength is an aspect of it, but it's more getting to shape, lose some weight, move more, getting better habits.
Strength is for
the rest of the summer and the year. So if you want to, officialbebetterbrand.com, big banner will say Spring Dad Challenge. Click on it. It's the cheapest one I've ever done. It's $94.99. 8 weeks of training. You will not get that cheaper from us. And it's going to come with a free shirt, which we're doing a new design, new logo. Which will be finalized within the next week. We hired a new marketing guy, waiting on him to get back to us with some new stuff. So look out for that. And the only way you can get that shirt first is if you do the Dad Challenge. Go ahead, Finn.
What were you saying?
HFB apparel, new shirt.
Oh, I want to say we got the new shirt, Lift Heavy Lick Pussy. Shirt is live. And we also have the new Eagle Jizz.
Oh, I saw that. Badass.
Bam. Logo is done. It's coming soon. Eagle Juice, a.k.a. Eagle Jizz, will be available shortly thanks to Billy. I give him an idea, and man, every time he fucking nails it. I said, I want this, this, and this. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, bye, 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 bye. And it always comes out fucking great. So,
yeah, he's good at stuff.
The label is so good, man. Every time, man. And it gets better. Like, everyone's gotten better. He's done. Like, that last label is great. And then the screwdriver we're coming back out with this Eagle Jizz. So I told him, hey, you know, I want the barbell, put the oranges on it this time, put the fucking screwdriver through the fucking head, make it bleed orange, shit like that. So
that's cool.
We'll see what he comes up with this time for that. That's coming up too. Same day is Eagle Jizz. So aminos and pre-workout dropping probably – I'm guessing 4 weeks. I don't know. You never know. But this company's been really fast. So before summer.
Fingers crossed, buddy.
That's it. MuckFinBarbell.com. Thank you, Jacob Ross, for coming on tonight.
Yeah, good talking to you, buddy.
Yep. Appreciate it. See you next week.
Shut up, Karen.
Okay, bye.